going on? This is Travoy, and we're coming to you live from the Happy Underdog Podcast. This is a special edition coming from Houston, Texas. I'm excited to hop back on here. It's been a blast. It's been a busy last 2 weeks for sure. I was in Boston last week, and this week I'm in Houston just traveling and doing some business stuff. Excited about the future. I wanted to speak to you guys today. Come on and really talk about the idea of embracing fear. I think it's a very important topic that's underspoken about, undervalued, and it's really something that people are going through every single day, including myself, is how to manage fear, how to prevent it, how to lessen it, the whole nine. So what I want to start by saying is something I've said before on a podcast, but I'm definitely going to kind of go in depth about it today. But what people don't know about fear is that every single individual that we look up to, that we know, just everybody, I don't care who it is, a janitor in the freaking, corner store, we all have fears. So this idea of never having a fear, or I'm fearless, that's BS, you know what I'm saying? So first we have to realize that we all have fears. And what we need to do, instead of trying to prevent these fears, we want to try to minimize them. So if someone says, okay, how do you minimize or manage or, lessen these fears? So I'll use a personal example here. Growing up, all the way up until the age of 16, I had a serious fear of speaking to people that I did not know, right? Communicating effectively, the whole deal. Just very scared to come out of my comfort zone. I grew up playing a lot of basketball. So that was the only thing that I really did, is play basketball and spoke basketball language. There were two things that I did that changed the whole trajectory for me. When I got to college, I put myself in a communication class. So that was one huge thing I did. And so I ended up doing a presentation, several presentations in front of the class. And you talk about exposing yourself to people, in a very uncomfortable situation where you're, doing a presentation, people are looking at you, you're reading eyes and you're like, dude, do you understand what I'm saying or what? So I put myself in a communication class headed into college where I had to say, hey, you got to address this fear. And I wasn't really as conscious as I am now of making these directional moves, but it was just something that sprung on me to do. So that's one thing. And another thing I did is the summer before my senior in college is I did an internship at Enterprise. And so if you don't know what Enterprise is, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, where, you have an issue with your car, you go to Enterprise Rent-A-Car. And so basically I was a management trainee there where I would check in the customers. I would actually go pick them up from their location and spend time with them, rent them out their car. There was a whole entire process. And so the times where I would pick up a customer and drive them back to the branch, I'm in the car with a complete stranger, So, the customer service part of this is being able to speak to these individuals. They just had a car accident or their car is not working. So you have to basically kind of massage the situation and make it easier for the customer from point A to point B. And that, I think I was, 19 years old. You basically in a position where you have to, make the situation smooth for them. And that was a huge part of me getting more comfortable communicating with people of all ages, all backgrounds, ethnicities, et cetera. So why am I saying this? I'm saying this because there are things that people, processes, whatever it may be, that you, myself, your mom, whoever, there's things that we fear. And the best way about doing it or overcoming it is addressing it. It has to be that way, or you'll literally grow old and die and have never addressed the fear that has stopped you from, potentially breaking through and having that life that you truly want. Fear will make you do two things. It's really that simple. Fear will bury you in the ground, or it will train you to become the best version of yourself. And who doesn't want to become the best version of themselves? And that is what this is about. I think that every individual in the world has an opportunity to do this. As I mentioned, last couple of weeks I've been traveling, as I mentioned before, Boston. Now I'm in Houston. And what's been incredible is the amount of people, successful people that I've met that are not very known or popular people. I've been able to connect with people who are winning financially, who are winning from just a personal success level, you know, so many different levels. And I think it's very important to be able to be grounded in meeting individuals who may not be a celebrity or, you know, somebody that's extremely popular in a certain industry, because it just brings everything back down to earth. You know, obviously we're bombarded with so much media, so much success on so many different levels and so many different industries. Where are the regular down to earth people who are who make success seem more reachable? And that's where I try to come from, you know, with my approach to everything. Obviously who doesn't want to make an impact on several people in the world? But I don't necessarily think it always, you know, need and has to be on a very media driven level, popularity level. It can be on so many other levels. Like when you have a conversation with somebody, with someone, and you know that conversation was so great that you both gain value from that. That doesn't have to be posted on social media, or that doesn't have to be broadcasted on CNN. And so, you know, I think just to have that diversity in making an impact on people and touching people is important. So, like I said, I've been traveling and been able to meet individuals who are doing it, and I appreciate that. And you know what I try to drive home to everybody is that I think it's about the process. You know, it's easy to catch individuals at their peak when they're millionaires or they've you know achieved so much widely known success. Let's talk more about the process. How do we get there? How do we get to that point? And those are the questions that I've been asking these individuals as well. You know, what's your perspective? You know, what did it take? You know, the things that, you know, when your friends aren't seeing you at 12 a.m. and 10 p.m., you know, what were you doing at that time to make what you have now, what you're doing now, you know, be possible? And I recommend everyone that is, you know, into becoming a better person should do that. Go ask people. Ask them for their perspective on how they got to where they are right now. Or somebody who's super hungry and super about it and on their hustle, ask them, what are you doing every day? What are your activities every day, right? I know me, I'm going hard every single day from training myself, educating myself, reading, executing the whole nine. And I'm still searching for other individuals. Hey, what do you do? How do you get this done? I know how I get it done. Let's match it. Let's compare it. Let's get better together. Like that type of synergy is incredible. And again, this ties back into what my initial fear was, breaking out of my shell and being able to talk to people and connect with people and, you know, create this environment of greatness, you know, and that right there, that alone right there allows me to continue to aim for greatness every single day. And what I'm trying to do is get you, the person that's listening to this, to go find out what's stopping you from getting to where you're trying to get to and go attack it. So I'm gonna go over the last, you know, strategy again. It's a strategy to take on fear. And the first thing you wanna do is identify it, you know, address it. Don't be afraid of it. Address what the fear is, identify what it is, where are the holes in your life. You probably wanna research and find other individuals who are doing what you're trying to do and ask them, because they have fears as well. Ask them, how did you address this? And or read about what did somebody in history do to address certain fears. You got to go find out and get you some different perspectives to be able to implement what works for you and what doesn't work for you. And lastly, you simply execute it. You go do it. The groundwork that you put in is going to propel you and make you more prepared. This is the biggest thing, I promise you. Identify it, research it. You're going to now be armored and prepared to go execute your fear. This simple three-step thing is literally what I do every single day in every aspect and component of my life. So I'm passing this to you. I want you to be great. I want myself to be great. I want you to tell everybody else to be great. You know what I'm saying? So we're building a huge community of greatness and synergy. And that's where I want to live, right? So I appreciate you guys for listening. This is the Houston Edition, the Happy Underdog Podcast. You guys have a great one. Take it easy and see you guys next time. Peace.